You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. So I'm going to end the week with another story about artists and collaboration. Sacramento chef Michael Tiemann of Mother and Empress Tavern is also a musician. His band Drug Apartments has been playing shows. They have an EP they released in November. And Michael apparently had been a fan of the music of a singer-songwriter that some of you know named Justin Trosper. And Justin's 90s band is named Unwound, though he has a couple other, including Nocturnal Habits. So somehow Michael and Justin were introduced. They ended up playing some music together. Their friendship evolved. And tonight, the two have a pop-up food and music show in Sacramento. They'll be at the event together. They are here in the studio together. And they can add whatever they want to that story.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
So that's Hello. Michael Tiemann and Justin Trosper. Glad to have you here, too.
Glad to be here.
How was I on that version of the story?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good enough.
We've got, we've been acquainted for, 25 years.
We
met a long time ago.
But Michael, you were a fan first of the music, of Justin's music, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We played shows in Sacramento.
Yeah, when we were
probably
in
93.
In your teens, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Who first introduced you?
I might have been out of my teens at that point.
You know what? I should add, this is a Facebook Live conversation.
Yeah.
So if people want to jump in and watch the two of you being able to retrack history here, that'd be great.
That's cool.
So I don't know. Like in Sacramento recently, I've been lucky enough to kind of come up with events and stuff. I don't do it like every week. It's not like a profession per se. So it's like when I do come up with events, it's stuff I'm genuinely interested in. Mm-hmm. And mainly it's a friendship thing. Like tonight, everybody that's involved with it, it's just a bunch of friends getting together.
But it is open to the public.
Yes,
it is tonight at Old Ironsides.
At Old Ironsides. It's
and
like
you're
$5.
Pop-up music and
food. I called it a stepmother because I've been cooking in Mother consistently lately, just being in the vegetarian world. And it's kind of a way that I could serve meat. and so I'm...
Because I am such an insane meat eater.
That's
I refuse to be involved in a vegetarian fest.
Yeah, no, but...
So you go to Empress and have the bone marrow, right?
Yeah, I take bone marrow baths, actually.
But the food is just a thing. The cool thing with Old Ironsides, they have a kitchen, and so I get to kind of connect all my
You're
worlds together.
You're not playing music then
no,
tonight,
No, I'm just
Michael.
Doing
okay.
food. And Justin was coming down into town and now we're on the radio talking about it.
Yeah. Justin, I want to play some music from your band Unwound.
Mm-hmm.
So really 1991 to 2002, was mm-hmm. that the era of
yep.
the band? Okay. So this is a song called Look at a Ghost.
All right.
Justin Trosper and the band Unwound. I want to ask each of you to talk about the other in terms of their work and what they do. So, Michael, would you tell me about Justin's bands, that era when his music was getting really big, and what you think has been really successful for him? What's worked about what he does? Come on, this should be easy.
No, it is. I mean, it is kind of easy. Growing up in the punk scene, it was always high energy, fast stuff. And when I saw Unwound the first time, it was just it, the tempo was different and everything was a little more, it was just thought about differently. So it was really fresh to me. I always liked the dissonance and the dark chord progressions, I guess. I always liked it. It just agreed with me. I don't know.
When that band ended, Justin, was it because you had a plan for the next thing you wanted to do? You wish?
At the time, I think I had plans, but life had other plans for me. Or I was responding to a new reality, I suppose. That the band broke up kind of not in the best way.
Yeah.
But that was a blessing in disguise or whatever. So I went on and did non-musical things. I basically didn't play music for a decade.
Hmm.
And then
were you in touch during that time?
No.
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Okay.
I wasn't really in touch with anybody.
A dark night of the soul.
it was not so dark. But then I came back and started doing music probably about 5 years, 2011 and 12, okay. Around there.
A quiet night of the soul.
Yeah.
We'll call
so
it.
I went to school and I did other stuff and broadened my perspective on life. And then I got back into music again, and it's all going downhill. So the music basically has destroyed my life more than once. And now I'm here in Sacramento. And
and give you your opportunity to talk about what you see Michael doing with food and to some degree with music, but his career, which he really sharpened at Ella as the chef at Ella and then springboarding into his other restaurants. So about the time that you were coming out of that quiet period,
mm-hmm.
and you reconnected, he'd had a really growing, successful career. What do you see as working for him?
Well, I was... Like I said, I kind of dropped out. I haven't really been in touch with a lot of people for years. And then when we reconnected, I was like, holy moly, he's like a crazy like food star or something. And then he's like, oh, I have this restaurant, and all being like super casual. And then we were here a few months ago in November.
It was your
last
birthday.
Year, and on my birthday. And he's like, oh, well, you know, we'll do something for your birthday. I'll go to the restaurant. And me and Nocturnal Habits, the band, we all came down to the Empress and we're like, oh, all right. this is like a pretty nice place. And then it was like the best fried chicken we'd ever had. And people in my band were like, oh, man, does this happen all the time? Because this was like our first little tour we did.
Sacramento.
This is
that's a great compliment, but when someone reacts like that to what you're doing, isn't it?
It was like kind of my.
That's the fun thing with food. I mean, food to music, there's kind of a similarity. I think it's because I enjoy both or doing both. Maybe because it's my fragile ego. And it's like I like to be told immediately like something was good, you know. So I'm constantly like, I think I'm driven towards.
Do you think he has a fragile ego, Justin?
He just said it.
So. Yeah, I said
so
it.
I don't know if I'm the judge of that.
No, I said it.
But
look into my soul.
You're listening to Michael Thiemann from Empress and Mother Restaurants and singer-songwriter Justin Trosper. So, Justin, let's play a clip from Nocturnal Habits so people can hear the more current music that you've been making.
Great.
This is a song called Ecophilia. That's Echophilia from the band Nocturnal Habits, Justin Trosper's band that started out, I guess, as a music project, and Justin's here in the studio. I really like the sound of where your music has evolved to.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I am, yeah. I also enjoy the direction that I'm taking.
In life, you mean?
Well, I'll just backpedal. Just musically, it's good. But
I almost got there. I almost got into some of those layers.
Yeah.
But and then also tonight, what I'm doing is sort of a new partition musically. So Nocturnal Habits started out as a recording project when I was at another band called Survival Knife, as a way to partition some songs that weren't necessarily appropriate for Survival Knife.
Mm.
And then it evolved, and to collaborate with a bunch of different people, and then it turned into this recording project with a bunch of different people playing on it. Sort of not really a solo record, but sort of a solo record. And then I was like, well, how am I going to do this? So I put together a band with people that played on the record. And now now the band is kind of usurping it's taking on its own life, you know. It's mm-hmm. what you call it, an emergent quality that's happening with the music. So I'm letting that happen, and now I'm doing this thing where I'm just playing by myself under my own name, which I said I would never do. But.
Oh, really?
Just well. Like, you know, very unpunk. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah, seriously.
And my name is huge on the marquee. And it's the way we grew up.
Yeah.
I mean, we grew up in the same parallel scenes, you know, California to Washington
right.
State, but. It was the
it
same world.
It wasn't very self-marketing,
you know?
And promotion.
No,
like,
no.
It's
like, don't come to my show.
Yeah, no. That's
like what we're doing right now is
it's
like
completely
we would have ran away, you know. So long. Yeah. And even now we're
doing quite well.
We're forcing ourselves to do this. But
NPR noticed your music. One of your songs included in All Songs Considered. So do things like that register to you? Does that have meaning?
I mean, it's nice, you know, but it. Yeah, I mean, people are like, you're on NPR. And then some people are like, no way, Justin Trosper's on NPR?
What does that say?
How could this be? You know, so I don't know the reality perception thing, I'm not sure about, but it's fine with me. It's fun.
Since we're playing music, I do have a clip from your band, Michael.
Okay.
And this is a song called Concrete Jungle from Drug Apartments, Michael Tiemann's band.
Oh.
So that's Michael's music, and we're finding we have a lot of connections here. Do the two of you have a music project together?
No.
Well, are we talking about presently or the very immediate future?
Let's talk about the very immediate future, because Michael said no, and you said,
kind of. We're going to mess around this weekend.
Yeah, that's the punk way of saying we're going to be messing around.
Event.
So we're not.
You mean
yeah,
tonight?
Well, he's up this weekend, and we're gonna. Maybe spend some quiet moments
you
playing
know,
music.
And has anyone ever told you guys it's really tough to get a straight answer? Have you ever heard that?
yes, it's completely intentional.
Okay, but yeah. I am going to say something that I'm very sure of. Tonight at 8 o'clock, you will both be at Old Ironsides.
Yes.
There's food by Michael Tiemann, fabulous food.
Yeah.
There's music, great music by Justin Trosper. And I can tell that the friendship runs far and wide. So I know there will be some project in the future. And you're saying that you'll come back, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
This was a success. Good job, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm also playing in Oakland tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but Saturday at the PRF Barbecue.
Okay, with Nocturnal Habits?
Just you on your own? Just Justin. That's what I should call
Justin Trosper.
Just Justin.
Just Justin. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
You put a target on my face.
Michael Thiemann and Justin Trosper, all the information is on the website. That's Insight for this week. I'm Beth Ruriak. The team is Jen Picard, Chris Remington, Cody Drabble, Jonathan Iestis, Caitlin Flaws, Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Whew, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.